The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.5.
Hey, Susie, just make a mental note. Always after great weathered weekends, not a lot of people want to play along with the show. So we're probably not going to get a lot of calls today. Don't take it personal. We're just, you know, people had a lot of fun with Mother's Day and everything. So it's like people are really dragging ours right now.
Yeah.
For a Monday, it's like, oh, yeah. So don't take it personal.
All right.
If we get them, we get them. If we don't, we don't. Whatever.
That's cool.
All right. It's Q105, 641, 19 before 7. Sunshine, glorious. It just makes me want to sing this weather. I mean, it just picks your mood up. I mean, it's just so nice. High near 70. And then tomorrow, listen, if anybody complains about it being too hot, I'm slapping you silly. All right? Don't you be complaining. Variable clouds, slight chance of morning sprinkles. And it's going to be 86 degrees.
86.
Yeah, pushing 90. So air conditioning, fire it up, baby. And then Wednesday, probably sunny, breezy, 86 again.
That's crazy.
46 here at Q, last check. All right. What do we got here? Oh, remind me, I'm going to play a little clip from the video that I took at the Walleye game. They won when we were there Friday, lost when we weren't there on Saturday, Susan. So what does that mean? I don't know. The Schaefers are the good luck charm?
Could be.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a little nervous for our Walleye. Because, you know, they should be up 2-0, and they're not. So we'll have to see where that goes. But I'll play that. And wait till you hear how loud it was. So many people were just, wow. They really got into it.
Yeah, they're fired up.
All right, American Idol, for some reason, the show ended. They canceled it because it got too expensive to make, and the ratings had tanked. Well, there was rumors on the internets that they were going to have... What's her name? Kelly Clarkson and Jennifer Hudson said they were all clearing their schedule. No.
I know.
No, no. The TMZ got that one wrong.
It was wrong.
They're
okay.
Both ending up on The Voice. And Kelly Clarkson, let's see. Jennifer will be this fall for The Voice. But Kelly Clarkson will be next spring going head-to-head against her old show. The show that made her, Susie. Do you think that is disrespectful? Do you think that, you know what I mean?
I wonder if she should have waited for an offer from American Idol. Would they have approached her?
I don't know, but I don't know. Do you think it's an in-your-face, or does she own squat? Because it was like 15 years ago.
I know, but I feel like she'd have more longevity on American Idol because they wouldn't be swapping out the judges how they do on The Voice.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, now guess who they're saying is going to be the main judge on American Idol?
Okay, I don't know.
Katy Perry's.
Now, is TMZ saying this? So
yep.
They could be wrong by tomorrow, but okay.
Well, they're usually more right than wrong. TMZ says they'll make it official tomorrow when they announce that their schedule for next season. She'll probably be the only judge they announce because producers aren't sure who the other two are.
I don't know.
Because they're at a tight budget, like Cumulus. They want to have a big splash with Katy Perry. And the other spots will probably go to like a songwriter or a music producer or whatever. They haven't officially announced Ryan's Seacrest yet as the host. But that's pretty much a given, right?
Yeah, unless Kelly gets all bent out of shape because he's doing too much, he's not going to be focusing on their show.
By the way, William Hung, remember that dude?
Yeah.
She bangs. Remember that?
Yeah.
He said he'd be willing to consider being a judge, a guest judge, or a performer on the new Idol.
No.
Why would he be a judge? Dude, you got no musical talent at all, and you got really jacked up teeth. You know, he had his 15 minutes of fame.
Right,
move on,
well,
dude.
He's trying for another five.
He says he doesn't think Kelly Clarkson and Jennifer Hudson betrayed the show by signing up to be coaches on The Voice. Yeah, they kind of did.
Yeah.
I mean, without American Idol, you got nothing. All right? You're still, you're waitresses somewhere or what, a nurse, or which are fine professions, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I could see where people could make an argument for that and make a case for that.
Well, if The Voice approached them first, I mean, you know, they're going to go with The Voice.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. So next year, you know, this time of the year is when all the TV networks introduce their fall schedules.
Yeah.
This Is Us has been renewed. Of course, it's going to be. It's the hottest stinking show there is. New shows for this season include the Will and Grace revival.
I'm not sure about that.
Will and Grace returns for a ninth season after 11 years off, coming back with the original cast. Well, did you watch it before?
Yeah.
So did I. You're going to watch it again. You're going to at least check it out once to see.
I'm going to watch once.
That's it? That's all you're going to give them is once?
I feel like it's a different time. I don't know.
There'll be 12 new episodes. NBC seems hopeful the show might continue beyond that. And then they're doing an 8-episode limited series called Law and Order True Crime, The Menendez Brothers.
Ooh.
Which will be like the FX show, The People versus O.J.
Yeah,
The Menendez Brothers, sure, but I don't know if it's captivating enough.
Like the whole O.J. story.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
So there you go.
Interesting.
Other TV randoms. There's some talk that Fox might put it into New Girl, but they renewed it for a 7th season, and it'll be its last. It'll be a partial season of just 8 episodes. CBS canceled Two Broke Girls. That lasted 6 seasons.
6?
Wow. Yeah, that's what it says.
That seems like 5 too many.
Yeah, maybe. Like NBC, Fox isn't done with the musicals. Over the weekend, they announced that they're doing Rent sometime this fall, as well as A Christmas Story in December. Previously announced, NBC is going to do Bye Bye Birdie with Jennifer Lopez in December. And like I said, NBC is so high on This Is Us heading into its second season. They're giving it to the primetime Super Bowl time slot next Feb. Now, wait a minute. When does This Is Us come back on? We don't have to wait till February, do we? Isn't it just this fall?
Yeah, isn't it back in the fall?
I hope so, because that's...
That's a long wait.
Yeah, I know. Love that show. Mm. All right, coming back, passenger says JetBlue booted his family from a flight over a birthday cake.
I think people are deliberately starting trouble.
I think they are, too.
Because right away they said at the end they're probably going to sue.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yep. When you got an attorney, when you're, anyway.
They're suing.
All right, so here we are, National Anthem, Friday night, young teenage girl singing it, doing a great job. And you come to the part that I think is disrespectful to our veterans. Listen how loud it is, Susie.
You people suck.
And then I heard somebody say, "You people suck." I'm not sure who that was. See, that's where you're supposed to do it. Those are my kids having fun. 911 views, and some of the commentary and comments over on the Toledo Hockey Post.
Yeah.
People want me dead. One guy wants to put me in a wood chipper. Now, you know what happens when you put a human being in a wood chipper? They're like Jimmy Hoffa. They're gone.
Yeah,
you never see him
again.
And here's my post. This is what got some people's undies in a bunch. Taking the family Friday night, can't wait to not yell, "Hit somebody," in all caps, until after the anthem is over, go walleye. Now, do you think that would conjure up a whole dialogue all weekend long with like 50 comments of people commenting, "It's been going on forever, it's tradition, blah, blah, blah. You don't like it, don't go, don't yell it. My dad is a veteran, doesn't bother him." And then there's other ones and then a lot of people backing me up. But there's one doucher, because I did something I rarely do. I actually commented on a few of them. And when you do that, that keeps people spun up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Keeps them spun up. But at some point, I'm going to find the guy who told me I should be put into a wood chipper. He suggested, because that opinion of we're going to wait to the end, we didn't criticize anybody. We didn't say anything about you're an idiot if you do it, even though I think you are. I didn't put any of that up there, but a dude wants to put me in a wood chipper. I'm sitting here reading that on my birthday.
Yeah, and right. I'm like, it's your birthday weekend.
Wow, a wood chipper? What is going on in your life where your heart is that dark?
Right.
Where you think that somebody could disagree with you and you want to kill them over something so really trivial as where hit somebody should be yelled. Anyway, I'm going to find that dude.
Then
we're also going to talk about you're going to Vegas for a birthday celebration. What the hell are you bringing the birthday cake on the plane for? You know they have great bakeries out there.
Oh, they probably have killer bakeries. Probably not cheap, but good.
Anyway, and so they got kicked off, and they're saying, oh, we did nothing wrong. Well, the video starts after the ugliness when the family's all calmed down. Isn't that the way it goes? So don't move. All that coming up, and oh, so much more. 6:51, Denny and the girls, you're listening to Q.